Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
The Jasmine brand is reporting 50 Cent and Papoose take shots at each other on IG. Nothing new, right? Well, 50 Cent started it this time. 50 Cent can never seem to stay out of social media trouble. The rapper and power actor, according to the website known for his outlandish comments and captions on IG, this time it came for Remy Ma and Papoose. And Remy Ma was on the receiving end, flaunting her recent weight loss with a sexy Instagram wearing a bodysuit and jeans. And 50 Cent could not help himself saying, "Damn, Remy, you lost mad weight. Hey, Slim, that's a no-no because Remy Ma is married to Papoose and now pregnant." He clapped back, trolling 50's longtime girlfriend Daphne Joy in the process, saying, "Damn, Daphne Joy, no wedding yet. If 50 Cent doesn't marry you, I'll introduce you to my homeboy. He's more mature." 50 Cent took it a step further, posting a picture of Remy Ma in lingerie, saying, "Remy blocked until she can get control of her husband. All I said was she lost weight. Pap, start tripping. I'm not fighting nobody over their wife now. Get the strap." Papoose then responded, hashtag get the strap on. I'm not even going to describe to you the caption of the picture. If you're following 50 Cent or Papoose on Instagram, then you probably know what I'm talking about. Shouts to August Alsina, who is revealing who helped him battle his Percocet addiction. It was Jada Pinkett Smith. The R&B singer has actually been out of the spotlight for the past 3 years. He's now a much healthier 25-year-old singer, revealing the shocking reason why he's been away from the music industry for so long. He was addicted to drugs. On Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook talk show, Red Table Talk, August revealed he struggled with an addiction to Percocet pills after his stage fall back in New York, which landed him in a 3-day coma. August first looked at addiction where, from his immediate family, he says that his stepfather was addicted to crack, his father was addicted to crack, and an alcoholic. So his introduction to drugs was that. "Seeing my stepfather pawn the whole house for some drugs, pawn the car, whatever, and my idea of an addiction was that I would see them sweating, shaking, and really having to get his life back. And I went through that experience thinking I had it under control. Clearly, he did not. We're thankful that Jada Pinkett Smith helped him with his addiction." And she's got a lot of experience doing that because she's revealing she had a sex addiction. The latest episode of Red Table Talk talks all about addiction, and Jada Pinkett Smith revealing that her addictions often changed and that she's been addicted to everything from sex to alcohol. She said, "My sort of addictions jump. They jump around. When I was younger, I definitely think I had a sex addiction." She recalls hitting rock bottom after downing bottles of wine by herself. She said, "That time I was in the house by myself. I had 2 bottles of wine and was going for the 3rd bottle. And I was like, now hold up. You're in this house by yourself going onto your 3rd bottle of wine. You might have a problem." So she went cold turkey. Good news for Joel Santana. A judge is allowing him to film Love & Hip Hop. On July 5th, the judge in his case ordered Joel's motion to modify the condition of his bail. The order states that Joel is allowed to attend work obligations for the reality show Love & Hip Hop. The prosecutor signed off on the modification of his bail conditions. He will be allowed to work on the set starting this Friday from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at a New York studio. Baby steps, right? I wish we could say the same thing for his label mate Jim Jones, who alleges that he was racially profiled on a JetBlue flight. It's reported that Jim Jones was asked to leave the flight based on unknown reasons. He stood at the entry of the plane. A verbal argument ensued with Jones and flight attendants, and then the captain stepped in, asking him to leave. As the captain insisted that he's being uncooperative with what was being requested of him, Jones quickly counters the argument by stating, "I did comply. I totally complied. You can ask every customer that's sitting next to me. I'm on my way to a show. I take JetBlue every other day, literally. This is the only flight that I take." He further says, "I'm sitting there. The lady asks me to take out the pamphlet. I took out the pamphlet. I did nothing wrong. I pushed my bag under the seat. I wasn't combative. I didn't raise my voice." Eventually, the captain ends the shouting match by asking if Jones would like to be moved to another seat, where Jones gracefully obliges. And all of this being said, there is no video. I guess he made it to a show in Austin, Texas. I'm not sure, but there's the story.